all of time and space, where do you want to start? With over 100 episodes and counting, Southgate Media Group's Next Stop Everywhere, the Doctor Who podcast, continues to explore the world's longest-running science fiction TV series. Charles Skaggs from Columbus, Ohio, and Jesse Jackson from Dallas, Texas, are your hosts in time. They go back to when Doctor Who debuted in 1963 to the present day, always looking to the future. Friends for over 20 years, Charles and Jesse now bond over their mutual obsession for Doctor Who and the show's various spin-offs, with an audience of Whovians from around the world. It's time to grab your sonic screwdriver and enter the TARDIS. Pulled from the time vault, here is brief moments of time from this past year's Next Stop Everywhere episodes.
You use your powers for evil.
Welcome to a big day of Doctor Who here on Next Stop Everywhere. I'm Charles Skaggs.
Go ahead, Charles. I'm so excited. I can't even wait for your introduction.
That's okay. I love your excitement and your exuberance here. So, yes, Jesse Jackson, my partner in time, back here in the TARDIS with me. So, Jesse, I guess we have some news to talk about, don't we?
Yes, we do. As we are recording this, it is 11:05 Central Time, noon:05 Eastern Time. Charles and I usually record at this time, and he called me and he's like, "Hey, did you see the news?" And I'm like, "No, I've been preparing for our episode." In fact, I had a whole introduction saying, in a typical timey-wimey fashion, on a day the new Doctor is announced, we're talking a classic Doctor. But instead,
It is a regeneration episode.
So
for those of us who've joined us for Planet of the Spiders, just be a little patient with us. We've got a new Doctor to talk about really quickly. So
absolutely.
Just hang in there. But hey, guys. Jesse thought that we wouldn't be able to talk about a new Doctor, that we would just miss the cutoff of the announcement of the 13th Doctor. But guess what? They announced it early, and
Yay.
Here we are. And I actually got to reveal it to Jesse.
Yes.
Moments ago.
Yeah. In fact, we paused, and I went and watched the little minute teaser. Absolutely wonderful. As usual, when I run into these circumstances, I turn to the words of the boss,
right.
And he says, "Now everything dies, baby, that's a fact, but maybe everything that dies someday comes back." And today, we are getting a comeback, and kind of a new reveal. Charles, who is going to be the new Doctor?
All right, so I know by the time you guys listen to this, it's probably – the news is like a week old almost.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're not exactly like current here, but we're current for us. So
yes.
For those who don't know already, Jodie Whittaker has been announced as the 13th Doctor on Doctor Who, who will make her debut – yes, her – debut with the 2017 Christmas special, and then will obviously begin as the 13th Doctor in Series 11 of Doctor Who in 2018.
I am just thrilled. Now, I am not a radical, it's an insult if it's not a woman or a minority. I just wanted a great
actor to take on the role. I don't care who it was. I just wanted that, Charles. And but I am pleased that it is a female doctor. I think that brings us some interesting things. I wanted a good doctor. I wanted a good actor. I wanted someone with a fresh take on the role. I have loved all the modern doctors, and as you have held my hand as we explore the classic doctors, I have learned to appreciate all of them. I'm thrilled to see what Jodie is going to bring to the role.
Yeah, I think that it's obviously, yeah, it's going to bring some freshness. For those who are not familiar with Jodie Whittaker, she plays Beth Latimer on the series Broadchurch, which, of course, was overseen by incoming Doctor Who showrunner Chris Chibnall. So presumably that's why he felt that she was up to the task. And so if you're curious about the new 13th Doctor, you might want to check out Broadchurch. I don't think it'll be a great grasp of what the 13th Doctor is going to be like, because Beth is a bit weepy for most of Broadchurch. But it shows you her acting ability, and
okay.
you'll get a good grasp of that. And she's also in the movie Attack the Block, which featured John Boyega, who played Finn in Star Wars: The Force Awakens. So you could also check that movie out as well.
Nice.
So I recommend that. And yeah, we'll see where it goes. But obviously, fandom's already split, as you might expect about a female doctor. There's the female contingent that is probably head over heels about this announcement and thrilled to death that there's going to be a female doctor.
Yeah.
And there's obviously a few males that are going to be like us that are going to be excited about what this kind of a change would bring to the series. And then, of course, you've got the YouTube commenters and the dregs of humanity that just will already writing the show off. And that it's doomed to die, just as they do with every new incoming doctor since probably Patrick Troughton's era.
If there was YouTube comments or the internet trolls back then, that's exactly what they would have done. Totally agree, and I think this is totally ridiculous. But, you know, Charles, I tell everyone at my job when we're trying to do something fun, I said, no matter what you pick, a third of people love it, a third of people hate it, and a third of people just won't care. You just kind of summed that up in the same way. There are people who always hate the new doctor.
Right.
And I also think that the same people that said, oh, Starbuck can't be a woman in Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
You know,
it turned out pretty well.
That turned out damn well, right? I mean,
yeah. So well, how about we give this a chance before writing it off?
Yeah,
I know it's a wacky concept,
right?
And if you know if there's a you watch a few episodes and you're not a big fan of Jodie Whittaker, that's fine.
Yeah.
But how about at least give her at least one episode before you immediately write the character off?
Say again, I was not someone who was fanatically pushing my agenda either way. I was happy with – so I was going to be accepting of whoever was in the role, but I am very excited about this new direction and to see the challenges and kind of the story possibilities of a female doctor.
Yep, I totally agree. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Next Stop Everywhere, the Doctor Who podcast. I'm Charles Skaggs, and – with me, as always, my partner in crime and my partner in time for now 100 episodes. Yes, 100 episodes. Can you believe it? Jesse Jackson.
Hey, Charles. Happy 100th episode to you.
And happy 100th episode to you. Hard to believe it's been an interesting ride. Let's just put it that way.
It's been
a fun and interesting ride.
Yes, it has. It's been a wonderful 100 episodes is nothing to sneeze at.
Nope.
And so we're really excited.
No sneezing.
No sneezing at all. Yeah, so very nice. And we have a very fun, I hope fun for the listeners, but definitely fun for us, a great episode to discuss.
Yes. So Obviously, episode 100. What are we going to talk about? Well, we're going to talk about something, as promised, that it's a little different. It's not an actual Doctor Who episode. But for this episode 100, we thought we'd do something a little special. So we are going to discuss an adventure in space and time. And this was the 2013 kind of documentary TV movie. It's like a biographical, written by Mark Gatiss, who has obviously written for Doctor Who and done a lot for Doctor Who, directed by Terry McDonough. This was essentially the story of how Doctor Who was created for television. And it's a great story and so well acted, in my opinion. And I'm looking forward to getting your thoughts on this one, Jesse.
Yeah, I was reading after I'd watched it for the second time and was kind of doing some research. And, you know, a couple people mentioned that it really was kind of a biography of William Hartnell more right. than it was a true origin story.
Well, we get a lot of you know, the production into Doctor yeah. Who. And so I think it's kind of both, really.
I agree, too. That's exactly what I was going to say, is that I get this. I do feel like this is a...
Because we don't get Hartnell's full life here. We just get his period with Doctor Who.
Yeah, and we get a lot of snippets of how things came to be.
Right.
But I think this is truly a love letter from Mark Gatiss to the Doctor Who franchise.
Yeah.
I believe this is. And there is so much love, and there's a joy in this, but also at the end, a little bit sadness and this bittersweet that just made this so lovely. And I was so glad we revisited. You know, it's kind of funny. We started this podcast after the 50th anniversary. So in our very timey-wimey way, we've had to gone back
right.
and looked at all the 50th anniversary things because of that, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned Gatiss, you know, obviously feeling this is a love letter to Doctor Who. This was something, a pet project of his, I think, that he cared about for quite a long time, because as I understand it, he actually pitched this 10 years earlier for the 40th anniversary of Doctor Who in 2003. And I guess he pitched it to BBC4, but he wasn't aware that there was even a previous attempt back in 1993 for the 30th anniversary by a guy named Kevin Davies, who pitched this. He called it, it was going to be called The Legend Begins.
Nice.
And from what I researched here, it apparently would have mixed documentary interviews with, I guess, footage from people responsible for the creation of Doctor Who. And I guess it would have been much more of a kind of like, almost like a, you know, like something like out of a DVD extra.
Yeah.
But here, this is an actual, like, dramatic production telling the story. And I think it's more effective this way.
Oh, absolutely. This was such a wonderful way to celebrate this 50th anniversary. So, yes.
Yeah. All right. So this story features the debut of David Bradley as William Hartnell, and kind of sort of playing the First Doctor, but not officially until the upcoming 2017 Christmas special. With Twice Upon a Time coming up, but it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice that 4 years ago, when we got this TV movie, that they liked his performance well enough that they could bring him back 4 years later. And thankfully, David Bradley's still around to do it 4 years later, because he's obviously gone on to, you know, bigger things like Game of Thrones and The Strain. the Harry Potter films, of course, he was already in as Filch. So, and he was even in a Matt Smith episode called Dinosaurs on a Spaceship as a character called Solomon. So he had already, had a Doctor Who connection here.
Yeah, what's kind of funny, I'm looking at some of the trivia on the episode, and I won't go to too much of it, but you mentioned David Bradley. This film was nominated for a Hugo Award for Best Dramatic Presentation Short Form.
Right.
And it lost to the Game of Thrones episode Reigns of Castamere, in which David Bradley plays Walter Frey.
Right, because that's where he takes out Rob Stark and his wife.
Yes.
And, yeah, his pregnant wife. And yeah.
Yeah, so kind of funny.
He took himself out of the running.
Exactly.
Yeah.